Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. The way people walk appears to speak volumes about the way they think, so much so that changes in an older person's gait appear to be an early indicator of cognitive impairment, including Alzheimer's disease. For decades, people thought slower walking was just a part of getting old, but research shows some changes in gait signify problems that go beyond normal aging. Several studies provide striking evidence that when a person's walk gets slower or less controlled, their cognitive function is also suffering. The more trouble people have walking, the more trouble they have thinking. Most cognitive tests are all done sitting down, but this new research may change this approach. In addition to observing a person walk, research has also shown the importance of looking at a person walking and performing cognitive tasks such as counting backwards. Often a person with moderate Alzheimer's will have a normal gait, but when asked to simultaneously perform thinking and movement tasks, deficits are revealed. Aside from suggesting that walking may provide early clues that dementia is on its way, the studies may reinforce the possibility that physical activity could help stave off dementia. The obesity paradox. In what is referred to as the obesity paradox, overweight and moderately obese patients with chronic diseases such as heart failure, heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, high blood pressure, and diabetes often live longer and fare better than normal weight patients with the same ailments. These findings have been mystifying scientists for the last 10 years. One possible explanation put forth is that once a chronic disease develops, the body becomes catabolic, meaning it needs a higher energy and caloric reserve than usual. If patients do not have those reserves, they may become malnourished even though their weight is normal. Some researchers suspect genetics play a big role. Maybe thin people who develop chronic ailment have gene variants that make them more susceptible to these illnesses and put them at a greater risk once they become ill. Another key attribute that is often unmeasured is fitness. A growing pile of evidence is forcing experts to reevaluate its importance. Research has shown that being fat and fit is better for you health-wise than being thin and unfit. More often than not, cardiovascular fitness is a far more important predictor of mortality risk than just knowing what you weigh. Whatever the explanation for the obesity paradox turns out to be, most experts agree that the data casts an uncertain light on the role of body fat. And when I come back, why watching less TV can help you live longer, and why you may want to avoid the flu vaccine.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Ken Parker at 817-431-4300. Now back to the news.
Reducing the time you spend sitting to 3 or fewer hours each day can help you live 2 years longer. Reducing TV watching time to fewer than 2 hours each day raises life expectancy by another 1.4 years. Research has shown that watching TV for more than 2 hours a day increases the risk of diabetes by 20%, heart attacks by 15%, and premature death by 13%, even if you do 30 minutes of exercise a day. Sitting for most of the day results in a high rise in blood sugar, which can damage every cell in your body. Resting muscles draw no sugar from the bloodstream, so they do not protect you from a high rise in blood sugar. On the other hand, contracting muscles can draw sugar from the bloodstream without even needing insulin. After you eat, blood sugar levels rise to the highest. So the most important times to contract your muscles are just before and after you eat. By moving before and after you eat, you get a maximum protection from a high rise in blood sugar. This high level of protection remains for a short time after you finish exercising, so move your muscles before and after you eat. And for our last story, some disturbing findings about the flu vaccine. Several studies have confirmed that the flu vaccine actually increases your risk of serious pandemic flu illness. Researchers analyzed data from Canada and Hong Kong and found that people who had been vaccinated in 2008 with the seasonal or ordinary vaccine seemed to have twice the risk of getting swine flu compared to the people who hadn't received the vaccine. The findings of the study also highlight the benefits for healthy people who are exposed to some illnesses. It suggests that if you get immunized with the seasonal vaccine, you get less broad protection than if you get a natural infection. These findings are particularly relevant for children. This was shown when blood samples from healthy, unvaccinated children and children who had received an annual flu shot were compared. The unvaccinated group naturally built up more antibodies across a wider variety of influenza strains compared to the latter vaccinated group. Such information makes you think twice about getting a flu shot just because your doctor tells you to. Do your research and remember to boost your immunity naturally by eating right for your metabolic type, getting enough rest, exercising, and making sure your nervous system is functioning 100%. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all of the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Ken Parker. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.